This is HPR episode 2097 entitled, New Toys, and is part of the series, Hardware Upgrades. It is hosted by Tony Humacker, Tony H1212, and is about 9 minutes long. The summary is, story of my PC hardware journey in last 20 years.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello HPR listeners, this is Tony Hughes speaking from Blackpool in the United Kingdom. I did a show a few weeks ago about my geek bag, but didn't talk about the desktop PCs I use, and as I've just upgraded to a new used PC, I thought I would tell you the story of my desktop PCs over the years. I was a latecomer to the world of personal computing, having been at school in the late 60s and early 70s, when we hadn't even got calculators. If you were lucky to be able to work out the intricacy of it, you may have had use of a slide rule. Even after calculators started to be more widely used, I had a lecturer at college while studying marine engineering that was so good with his slide rule and mental calculation, he could and would often work out equations far faster than those of us using a calculator. I first came across my first IBM clone PC back at college in 1987 while studying a control systems course. This was an Intel 286 PC, which the college ran CAD/CAM software on, and we used it to learn how to create engineering drawings electronically. This would be the last time I had a computer until the early 90s. When by then I had changed career and become a registered nurse. I was working in a residential home and we had access to a Windows 3XX PC, which I would use to create templates of the clinical paperwork we used for record keeping. Around that time I met my wife-to-be and she needed a PC for the university course she was on. So we obtained a used Intel 386 PC from a friend and upgraded the RAM from 1 megabyte to 4 megabyte, which cost nearly half the price we paid for the PC. This was £120, which back in 1993 was a good chunk of cash. It was a time when there was a world shortage of RAM and offices were actually getting burgled just for the memory of the office PCs. While we had this PC in the house, it didn't much interest me at the time. This was pre-internet days for the average user. We weren't online at work, and the word processing software was DOS-based, and I hated using it, so would do the odd things I needed at work during my break. Move forward 5 years, and Windows 95 had taken over the world, and there was this wonderful new OS called Windows 98 starting to appear in the shops. In September 1998, I went back to do a nursing degree in my specialist area of practice and found that we were required to submit all our coursework in word process format. No long handwritten assignments this time around. So I decided that I would invest in a new home PC. There were a couple of big box PC retailers in the UK at the time that advertised heavily in the press and on TV, and I chose to go to one of those and bought a PC with the following specification. It was a Pentium 2 350 CPU, 128 mega RAM, which I'd actually agreed to upgrade from 64 mega RAM, a 6 gig hard disk drive, 56K modem, and a DVD ROM. It also came bundled with a scanner, inkjet printer and software included MS Office for small business. All that for the grand total of £1,400, which at the time was about a month's take-home pay, so I had to pay for it with a flexible friend. For those of you too young, that means credit card. I also signed up for an AOL account to access the internet over the 56k modem. Dog slow now, but at the time was the only affordable way for us mere mortals could afford home internet access. I remember it could take a minute or two to render my bank's website when I started online banking back in 2001, and it was using using compression software to reduce the bandwidth. I used that PC to write all my college work, and with the help of a couple of friends started to tinker with the PC, getting a 120 zip drive for it and later adding a CD rewrite drive for storing documents and photos that I'd scanned and later taken with my digital camera. By 2002, the PC was starting to get a bit long in the tooth, and I decided it was time for an upgrade. I had a PC built for me by a local shop with a Pentium 4 2.5 GHz processor, 40 gig hard drive, and 512 megabytes of RAM, which I later upgraded to 2 gig. It also had a CD rewrite drive, and again I later upgraded this to a DVD rewrite drive. This PC cost me half of what I'd paid for the P2 4 years previously, and was to be the last PC I bought new. All the PCs, including laptops, I've owned since this PC have been second hand, some given by family or friends, some built from parts from Freecycle or Freegal, and lately PCs I've bought at a local computer auction in the northwest of the UK. The title of this podcast is New Toys, and so to the juicy bit. My desktop for the last 6 years has been a Lenovo ThinkCenter 7373 Core 2 Duo PC with a 2.6 GHz CPU, 250 gig SSD, an upgrade from the 160 gig HDD it came with, and 12 gig of RAM, also an upgrade from the 4 gig it came with. That required a BIOS flash to get the motherboard to support up to 16 gigabytes. This rig has served me well, but lately I found it starting to feel its age and taking a long time to do things I now do regularly, such as video and photo editing, audio editing for podcasts such as 8VR, and using virtual PCs in VirtualBox. So I decided it was time to look around for an upgrade. As usual, I was not in the market for a new PC. I could afford one, but I didn't like splashing the cash unnecessarily. As luck would have it, the monthly auction catalogue included a HP Compact Elite 8300 i7 Micro Tower. I checked out the specs and liked what I read. So on Monday the 1st of August, I took a trip to the auction, and as luck would have it, I became the proud owner of the said PC for the princely sum of £212.80. Hammer price was £190, but there was commission to play. The full spec of the PC is i7 3.4GHz CPU on the 22 nanometer architecture. It's got 4 cores but with 8 threads. Came with 8GB of RAM, and the motherboard supports up to 32GB of RAM. And it came with a 500GB hard drive and a DVD writer and card reader for SD cards, etc. It also came with a Windows 7 Pro COA on the box, but no installed OS, because the auction, they always wipe the OS and they wipe the hard drive, and they always come with no installed software. So I put Linux Mint 18 on it, which took me about 10 minutes to install, and another 30 or so minutes to complete the updates and install other software that I use over and above the base install. It boots in just over a minute, which is only slightly slower than the old PC that had an SSD in it, so I guess it will boot mega fast with an SSD upgrade, which is on the cards after a return from holiday, as may be an upgrade to the RAM. I've already used some RAM from the old PC to increase it to 12 gig, but I need some matching 8 gig RAM modules to go up to 16 gigabytes or higher. Well, that charts my PC hardware journey over the last 20 odd years or so. It's amazing to think that one of my Raspberry Pi 3s I own has more processing power than most of the hardware I've had up to the Core 2 Duo in 2010. That's progress for you. So it's Tony Hughes signing off from this HPR podcast. Hope to see you soon. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.